I am so excited to welcome Alicia McCarville to Pure Country. How are you, girl?
I am so excited to be here.
I am so just like pumped because I follow you obviously on social media along with all your other dedicated fans. I feel like they're friends more than anything, which is really cool. But has it been fun to like incorporate country fans into all of that?
Do you know what? I jokingly said to my husband a couple months ago, he is the country fan. When people ask the question, I don't try to accept responsibility for that. I love country music.
Yeah.
But he is the country music fan. He knows the names, he knows the lyrics, he knows the albums, and he has very much been the catalyst for all of the country experiences that we've gotten to really have. But yeah, it's been really cool to see. Music really isn't something that I've shared with like my followers, like the type of music that I like or the type of musicians that I like. So it's been really cool to get to take people to spaces that they might not ever get to go, or it's just not feasible for them, or just somewhere that they've thought about going but weren't sure, and kind of opening that door for them. So it's been a blast.
It's so fun to watch too. Like just taking a quick glance at, for anyone who doesn't know this, Alicia and her husband went to Boots and Hearts this year, and judging from your socials, you guys had a very fun time.
It was literally a dream come true. The Boots team was incredible. Karen, who set us all up and got us hooked up with like a trailer, we stayed out back in the like staff area. They brought us to the stages that we wanted to be at. We got to meet some like really cool. We were side stage for Josh Ross, and then we were in the pit for Bailey Zimmerman, and they treated us like gold, like family. And you can very much tell that it is a family that runs Boots and Hearts.
Yep.
But yeah. And then realizing how much of my demographic are country fans, like there was a few times where we had to like get pushed out of certain places because I had a lineup of people waiting to like talk and hug. And like, it was a blast to realize that we share so much of that with like a lot of my followers.
Yeah. And that's what I was like going to say is like looking at your posts from just Boots and Hearts. It was so cool to see like, those are some of your biggest posts because so many of your fans are interested in that, you know, scope of music and all of that. And yeah. I was there. I literally saw where you guys were walking through and fans were like watching the show, but then they were like, "Hey, Alicia's here."
Yeah. At one point during Tim McGraw, a girl jumped up and was like almost in tears. And I was like, "Girl, Tim McGraw is on the stage right now." And she was like, "I know, but I'm so excited to like see." It was a very humbling experience for me to be in that space and just like get to meet people. But then, you know, you hold these like musicians and these people to like high standards, and then to be in those spaces and have people hold you to those same standards is like really cool. But yeah, it was truly, honestly, the whole experience from start to finish was a dream come true for both of us to be there, and like the people that we've got to meet, how close we were to some people, just like watching Scott's reaction to being as close as we were was really, really cool.
We have to get you guys out to our farm because I saw some of your posts like that he rides and stuff like that. And we have a little horse farm outside of Nashville and we just got a horse. So I'm like, I feel like we have to have a little cowgirl weekend.
If we totally do, and if it were up to Scott, we would have a horse by now. Wow. That's wholeheartedly. He's completely changed our plans from a tiny home by the ocean to a ranch by the ocean with horses. So like that's kind of where his heart lies, and it's definitely grown on me because I know, you know, obviously being in the world of country music, but this genre of music has just been so welcoming and so kind to both of us. Like the stories from when we were in Nashville to just like being at Boots and Hearts to the connections that we made with, you know, some of the artists has just been like so, I don't know, not what I anticipated it to be. And it's been so welcoming and so kind.
and this might seem like a biased opinion because I work in country music, but like I've worked in other genres and I truly like country music is the best because of that. Because when you meet the artists, you're expecting them to like act that they're so famous, and you meet them and they're just like, you know, Tim, your neighbor. And you're like, you're Tim McGraw. You're supposed to not be like Tim, my neighbor. They are.
We got to meet Tim Hicks at the Barn Burner. And like, we just walked into like this little room and Tim was sitting there and like, he introduced himself and we got to like, he introduced his manager and just, he was genuinely more interested in me than I could have ever have been in him. And the luxury of like having a platform is that when I share about people, people tell me about those people. Like I, you know, like good or bad, people tell me. And I happened to share that we got to meet Tim and the stories that flooded my DMs about what an incredible person Tim Hicks is. And it was just a cool to get to like be there, meet this person, get an idea of them and have it like reassured by it. Thousands of people to be like, well, you know, he is who he is. And yeah, so it's been really cool to live a little bit in between those spaces of getting to meet people who, like you said, you expect to be one way and then find out they're another and then have people reconfirm it to you that that is truly who they are has been really, really cool.
Yeah, for sure. And you're gonna get to do a lot of that in just like a week from today, I think. It's so CCMA Awards presented by TD, which I'm super excited because I'm going to find you and we are going to get to like hug it out in real life, just on Zoom. But you guys are you coming for the full week of Country Music Week?
We are coming for the full week of Country Music Week and I get to present an award this year. I know. I have no idea what the details are. They just asked if I'd be willing to do it. And I was like, why not? 2023 was my year of yes. So I have just been saying yes to the things that put me in cool places with cool people. And it hasn't let me down yet. So I have no idea what that looks like, but we get to come, go to the red carpet, do some of the like actual panels and meet some of the people that I've been talking, like Jess Moskaluk. I've been talking to her online for like what feels like forever, but we're finally getting up to meet. Like,
she's the best.
We're gonna finally get to meet. And yeah, so they're just like, it's been cool that way to see how like my content has transcended some really cool spaces and then just has helped me meet really cool people and then get to be part of something like this and get to take the followers on behind the scenes of a space that they probably, you know, wouldn't get to see typically, which I think is like the funnest part for me.
Yeah, for sure. And it's going to, I hope you're ready. Get some sleep the days before. Cause I'm telling you, the end of CCMA week, you're like, wow.
Day two of Boots and Hearts. I was like, oh no.
You're like, how do I get the rest?
How do I have to do four nights of this? So yeah, we've been home resting, getting prepared for it.
Good.
But we're so excited. And like you said, like the whole atmosphere, just everything is contagious. People are just so genuinely excited to be there that you just feed off of that excitement.
I'm so excited to get to meet you both. My husband and I, of course, will both be there. So we'll definitely have to like make a point of like calming down the crazy and getting to like have a drink together. But since your husband is kind of the one that really introduced you to the country music world, who has kind of become an artist that you are maybe loving the most or that you connect with more?
You know what? I mean, I say he is the country music fan, but this has been years in the works. And in terms of like all country, Carrie Underwood probably has my heart. And that's because our first big trip to Vegas that Scott and I could afford to go to, we went and saw her live. And it was like a dream, like at a residency. And it was quite literally one of the best performances I have ever seen. Like she's better live than she has recorded. And there's not too many artists that you can say that about genuinely. And I just have a video of me sobbing watching her, and we had like brought my sister and my best friend with us to Vegas as like a thank you for like supporting us and being there for us. So it was just like a really cool moment. So I think I'm a little bit emotionally attached to her specifically. But like right now I'm obsessed with Brett Kissel because I just got to see him perform here at YQM here in like well in Moncton, and he puts on a show. I just not 110% not what I anticipated. And then Thomas Rhett, and I love Thomas Rhett's music, that and that's just specifically because Thomas Rhett is also like married to like his high school sweetheart, and like their love story is just as disgustingly cute as Scott and I's. So I resonate with a lot of like his music too. But I mean, how I'm gonna shout out Jess because I just love Jess. So I'm excited. I'm excited to finally get to meet her. So
That's awesome. Did you get to meet Brett at YQM?
I didn't.
You gotta put that on your like to-do list for CCMAs. And Brett, I'm gonna tag him in this video.
Okay.
See it, and then he's gonna like make sure that this happens, because Brett is also just like the energy that you see on stage, he is like that all the time, and he is just the most fun.
There's no faking it. 110% there is no faking it. He like came out on stage, which to be honest is what I loved a lot about Tim Hicks, is like when he came out to perform at Boots and Hearts, like there was no denying that he knows how to work a crowd. Like he that people were so excited to be there for him. But yes, getting to see Brett Kissel was really, really cool. And just like watching him. But yeah, I mean, again, I say I'm a fan of lyrical country, and like Scott introduced me to Zach Bryan a while ago, but Zach Bryan's new album that just came out has like just latched on. Yeah, so I don't know, I'm impartial. I like a little bit of everybody, but I think I resonate the most with like music that's similar, which is why I like country music, because there's just so many stories that are being told at the same time. And yeah, getting to feed off of the energy, like being in a concert and having somebody come out, and you know that every time they step on stage they're giving it 110%, it's just really, really cool to watch people do something they're so passionate about.
Yeah, for sure. And you're gonna get to do that and watch a lot of incredible performers at the CCMA Awards September 16th. I will see you there. Everyone can watch on CTV, but Alicia McCarville, you and your husband Scott, you're gonna be walking the red carpet.
Yes.
Okay, we're gonna chat on the red carpet then.
Okay.
I'm going to hunt you guys down, and you
Are
guys
you? Okay.
And talk to us in person. We'll definitely do like a nice outfit check and see what you guys are wearing. But thanks for doing this, girl.
No pressure at all.
No.
No pressure at all.
No. You were, oh my God, your outfits at Boots were fire. That dress was like.
Do you know what? I try very, very hard. I try very, very hard. You know what? If there's just an avid, if I can add that extra little bit to it, and it's been a lot of fun, and it's just a conversation. Like it's such a cool conversation to talk about your outfit, where you got it, and what you were. Yeah. It's just like a good starter to meet people. So
because us we'll ladies see. Put a lot of time into what we wear.
I do. I have zero. I don't think Scott's even thought about what he is going to wear. But it's all
like neither has my husband. He's like, I'll figure it out next week. I'm like,
that's fine. Yeah, no, but I'll end up helping him figure it out, I'm sure. So yeah.
Same. Yes,
and I can't wait.
Cheers to that. Me too, girl. Thank you so much. So nice to meet you. Thanks for doing
this.
So
nice to meet you too.